Hello everyone, this is Dr. Sudip Bhandas, the co-founder and managing director of iFirst International. We are an organization that has its mission set out to professionalize the non-profit sector or any cause-based organization or enterprise such they are able to achieve their mission. Today we have a special guest with us from Yayasan Chowkit, Ms. Nandi Rajasingham, Chief Operating Officer, COO. YCK is in a unique position where they can be found working at the community level, right up to engaging and advocating key policymakers and leaders on improving services and recognition of children's rights as enshrined in the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child, CRC. Their mission is to protect the rights of all at-risk children and youth, provide them with safe havens, and expose them to as many positive and holistic opportunities as possible to enable them to reach their full potential. Today, I shall be speaking to Anandi about the issue of relevance in the context of managing a non-profit organization. So, Anandi, tell us, what makes your organization so relevant today and tomorrow?
Hi, Dr. Sweetlip. Thank you for having me here today. Firstly, I would like to say why we exist and why we matter in Chowkit, for a start. So, Chowkit is a place where the community is left behind. There's a lot of, if people, you know, Malaysians, they acknowledge Chowkit as a very negative area. And always there's a lot of stigma and labeling towards the community itself. So when we first started, the whole idea was there were a lot of problems. We were not here to fix those problems within the community, but actually to have interventions to have a change within Chowkit itself. So YCK started off first as an activity center, providing activities where children can come after school so that they're exposed to something more positive and valuable in their lives. And also we have a team of social workers who address the needs of the children who walk into our physical centers. So we started off in that context of providing services and being an intervention for children. And now I would say we have reached most of what we visioned, you know, to change or to make a difference in the life of children who are at risk. And we are trying to look for ways to move forward to help more communities in and around Klang Valley for a start.
So, what is it within management that you have to focus more on to ensure your organization's relevance?
I think it's very important for management to have good communication, because in an organization you have different levels. So you have, you know, your governance where your board of trustees sit. Then you have your management where it's all the leaders, the team leads, and then you have the people working on the ground. So there is three different levels of thinking, of innovation. And I think what is important for in the context of management is for management to be the center part to make sure the messages are sent from top bottom to bottom top. They should be the, I would say, the equalizer. So sometimes what happens in organizations, board of trustees and founders, they have a lot of visions, you know, they have different, even their missions change over time. And then you have the people working on the ground who's doing what was, you know, work on the initial mission. So I think for us particularly, we've grown, and our relevance as people sitting in the management team is to continuously have the dialogues between the board and the ground people so that we are all working on the same, I would say, one, on the same pace, and two, on the same mission. Yeah.
Okay, that's pretty insightful and interesting there. What would you consider your organization's critical success in establishing its relevance?
Over the almost 10 years existing here, we see that many children who have come to use our services or who benefited from Yayasan Chowkit have actually grown up to become healthy individuals. They've become adults who are now either in tertiary education or they are in vocational education or they're working. So we see that the healthy development of a child, that was our initial mission, to see children growing up into and having careers and all that, right? So now we have a model actually where all these children are already making something of themselves and they are contributing back to the economy and also to the society. So I would say our model at YCK really worked. Both the interventions, the casework and the programs team is really successful. And I think moving forward, we want to help other, even other PAKKs under JKM or other community centers that are struggling, to learn from our experience. So currently we are actually working on a toolkit that's supported by Yayasan Hasana, that that toolkit we will try to promote it to other communities. And if anyone wants to come and do hands-on learning, they want us to go and shadow them, they want us to go and enhance their capacity within, I would say, their work, it's something that we are willing to do. So we are really excited about this journey, and we hope that we can carry this, you know, relevance or this, the matter, the subject matter, to a wider audience rather than just being stuck in one place talking.
I look forward to more things happening. So you have it there, people. Anandi on a quick snapshot view of what relevance means to a non-profit organization. This is Dr. Suri Mohandas signing off with a message to share this audio interview with others. You can check us out on www.ifirstinternational.com.